Okay, in this section, we're going to talk about the concept of ordering a set. There are many different ways to order a set, and we're going to define several different types of orderings and learn how to tell them apart. Let S be a set, let R be a relation on S. We call R a partial ordering on S if it satisfies these properties. A, for all X in S, X in R. So every X is related to itself, that's a reflexive property. If x and y are in S and both x comma y are in the relation and y comma x are in the relation, then x equals y. And if x, y, and z are in S and both x comma y are in R and y comma z are in R, then x comma z is in R. So those are the three properties of a partial order. Not surprisingly, we refer to property A as reflexive, property B as anti-symmetry, and to property C as transitivity. And of course, you've seen reflexivity and transitivity before when we studied equivalence relations. Example, let S be the power set of R, the set of all subsets of the real numbers. If A and B are in S, then let us say that A comma B is in R if A is a subset of B. That is, if every element of A is also an element of B. So our partial ordering is subset. And it's easy to check that the three axioms for a partial ordering are satisfied. Let's just take a look. Axiom A, every subset of R is a subset of itself. Axiom B, if X is a subset of Y and Y is a subset of X, then of course X equals Y. That's one of our early results. And finally, if X is a subset of Y and Y is a subset of Z, then X is a subset of Z. So this is certainly a partial ordering. We usually just write this ordering relation in the usual form A subset B. A noteworthy feature of a partial ordering as opposed to a total ordering, which we will discuss below, is that not every two elements of the set S need be comparable. For example, let A be the set of all X in the real so that X is between 1 and 4, and let B be the set of all X in the real so that X is between 2 and 9. Then both A and B are subsets of R, but A is not a subset of B. And B is not a subset of Now let's give a new definition. Let S be a set and R a relation on S. We call R a simple ordering on S if it satisfies these properties. If X, Y are in S and both X, Y are in R and Y, X are in R, then X equals Y. That's the anti-symmetry property. If X, Y, Z are in S and both X, Y, comma Y are in R and Y, comma Z are in R, then X comma Z is an R, that's the transitivity property. And then the new one is if X and Y are distinct, then either XY is an R or YX is an R. So this is different from a partial ordering because now any two elements of S are going to be comparable. Either X comma Y is going to be an R or Y comma X is going to be. So a property C distinguishes a simple ordering from a partial ordering. As before, we refer to A and B as the properties of anti-symmetry and transitivity, respectively. We refer to property C as strong connectivity. A simple ordering is sometimes called a total order. Example, let S be the real numbers. Let us say that XY is an R if Y minus X is bigger than or equal to 0. It is easy to check that properties A, B, and C of a simple ordering hold for this relation. And we usually write this relation in the binary form x less than or equal to y. Definition. Let us say that a set S is strictly simply ordered by a relation R if properties B and C of the last definition hold. The property A is replaced by if x, y is an S and x, comma y is an R, then y, comma x is not an R. So that's a new one. If x, comma y is an R, then y, comma x is not an R. So now, as an example, consider the real numbers and let the binary relation be strictly less than. So x comma y is an R if and only if x is less than y. And you can see that that satisfies the new axiom. If x is less than y, then y is not less than x. Suppose now that S is a set that is equipped with a strict simple ordering R. Let A be a subset of S. An element little a in capital A is called minimal for this ordering in A if A comma x is an R for all x in A that's unequal to little a. We sometimes call little a the least element of A, and it's clear from this definition that the minimal element is unique if it exists. So a minimal element is an element that is, by this ordering, less than every other element. that is distinct from it. Example, let S equal n the natural numbers. If m comma m in natural in n, then we say that m is related to n if m is less than n. This is a strict simple ordering. Let T, for example, be the set 8, 4, 9, 17, 3. This is a subset of n, and its minimal element is 3. Obviously, 3 is less than all the other elements in the set. Let us say that a strict simple ordering R well orders a set S of each non-empty subset A and X has a minimal element. This is a very important idea in mathematics, the idea of well ordering. But it's a subtle idea. Example, the usual ordering less than well orders the natural numbers, that is to say, each non-empty subset of the natural numbers has a minimal element. This statement is intuitively clear, but proving it quickly leads to deep and difficult questions about the foundations of mathematics. We'll treat this issue in greater detail later. The ordering less than does not well order the integers, nor does it well order the reals. For example, the even numbers, which is a subset of Z, and also a subset of R, has no least element. The subset S, which is the set of all X and R, X strictly between 0 and 1, with the usual ordering on R, has no least element. You might say 0, but 0 is not an element of the set. In fact, one way to well order the integers is to construct a one-to-one correspondence between the integers and the natural numbers, and then to pull the natural order from the natural numbers back to the integers by way of this correspondence. This does give a well ordering of the integers, but it is certainly not the standard order. We shall say more about this technique in a later lecture. It is impossible to explicitly specify a well ordering for the real numbers R, although such a well ordering does exist. In fact, absolutely any set can be well ordered, although it is often not at all clear how to actually perform the ordering. This matter is intimately connected with the so-called axiom of choice that we'll discuss later in another lecture. We shall have more to say about orderings in later lectures. Thank you for listening. That's the end of today's lecture.